I'm Doreen Jones in Turkey, where regional rivalry with Iran has been intensifying, with Ankara warning Tehran not to undermine Syria's new rulers and its ongoing peace efforts with Kurdish rebels. But Ankara's concerns about US military action against Iran over its nuclear energy program are now providing common ground between the two neighbors. After months of diplomatic barbs and threats between Ankara and Tehran, the Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi Wednesday praised his Turkish counterpart Hakan Fidan for, quote, a constructive and supportive position regarding indirect US-Iranian talks over Iran's nuclear energy program. The talks aim to avert a possible US attack on Iran, which President Donald Trump has not ruled out. Özgür Ünlü Husukçuklu heads the German Marshall Fund office in Ankara and says despite tensions with Tehran, averting a new confrontation in the region provides common ground with its neighbor.
There was a direct military intervention against Iran. Turkey would be concerned for many reasons. This would be just another war on Turkey's borders after Iraq and Syria. A major neighbor would be destabilized. Turkey would have to deal with difficult problems. And then instability in Iran could and almost certainly would lead to an additional wave of refugees.
Turkish diplomatic tensions with Iran have been on the rise, with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan making a thinly veiled threat to Tehran not to interfere with ongoing efforts to end the war with the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, which has been fighting for greater minority rights in Turkey for decades. In February, the PKK leader, Abdullah Öcalan, imprisoned in a Turkish jail, called for his group to disarm. With the PKK having bases in Iraq and an affiliate in Syria, Ankara has often accused Tehran of using the PKK as a proxy in its competition for power and influence across the region. Serhan Afacan heads the Center for Iranian Studies, a research organization in Ankara.
Ankara believes that Iran is trying to undermine this process both in Turkey, although Iran is unable to do that in Turkey, but especially in Syria. And Iran might try to convince them not to answer positively to Öcalan's call. This has been Turkey's main concern.
The recent ouster of longtime Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad means Iran has lost a key ally, and Iran's new leaders are aligned with Ankara, not Tehran. A peace deal between Turkish forces and Kurdish rebels will further add to Iran's concerns over Turkey's rising influence, says Bilgehan Alagöz, a professor of international relations at Istanbul's Marmara University.
Turkey is about to end PKK through its policies, both domestically and regionally, and this creates kind of a panic. This is Iran's belief that it is going to limit Iran's influence in the region. It will empower Turkey in the region.
But Syria's Kurdish-led militia of the Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF, while having close ties to the PKK, has said it's not bound by the PKK leader Öcalan's call to disarm. However, it has agreed with Syria's new rulers to merge its forces, although the precise details remain unclear. The SDF leadership is calling for autonomy in Syria, a stance opposed by Damascus's new leadership and its backers in Ankara. Tehran is suspected by Ankara of seeking a decentralized and weak Syria, a goal shared by Israel, according to Galia Lindenstrauss, a foreign policy specialist at the Institute for National Security Studies in Tel Aviv.
Middle East makes strange bedfellows, so sometimes yes, things happen in ways that are surprising. I'm not sure this idea of decentralized Syria is thought through. I know there's a lot of devoted energy to this thinking, but at the end of the day, I think we don't know what's better. And for sure, we don't want Iran to use Syria for its advantage. And I think this would point to that a better scenario for Syria is a centralized regime. But there is a price to that. And the price to that is more Turkish involvement and more Turkish influence in this such a Syria. So there is a dilemma.
Turkish Foreign Minister Fidan angered Tehran earlier this year, warning Iran could face instability if it sought to destabilize Syria. Iran has a large Turkish minority. Analyst Ünlü Hüsçükla says Ankara believes it's on the ascendancy in its regional rivalry with Tehran, but remains wary of the dangers that a conflict between Iran and the United States poses.
Turkey has outcompeted Iran. Then Turkey doesn't have a problem with Iran being further weakened, but Turkey would have a problem with Iran being targeted militarily. Because that would destabilize the entire region.
Averting such a conflict provides common ground for Turkey with its regional rival Iran, a bilateral relationship often described as a balance between cooperation and competition. Analysts predict that that balancing act will likely be tested in the coming months. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul, Turkey.